my fellow producer Fernanda Chavarri and I were curious about this bicultural show, and so we decided to interview some of the stars from the latest season, season 3.
We talked with Chilean actor Pedro Pascal, who plays a Colombian agent working with the DEA in all three seasons of the show.
You can write the address in right now. That's why you're here.
And two new additions to season 3, Guatemalan actor Arturo Castro, who we know from the Comedy Central show Broad City.
Mis respetos. No dejen que los engañe este traje tan elegante, ¿eh?
And Spanish actor Miguel Ángel Silvestre.
Y que fue usted que fue a hablar con mi esposa, utilizándola a ella para acercarse a mí.
First question we're asking is it more fun to do a fighting scene in English or in Spanish?
Oh gosh, you know the answer to that. It's way more fun to do a fighting scene in Spanish. It's interesting. I was born in Chile and I was just a baby when my family left, and I'm a product of American public schools, and I've gone back to Chile my whole life, but I grew up here. And I still, if I get really, 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 really mad, it comes out in Spanish.
Oh, in Spanish, it's so much more fun because it's so much more descriptive, and like, there's just so many more words to insult somebody in Spanish, and it's also very organic, you know, like it feels, acting in your native language is, there's something that connects to your body almost immediately. So that was definitely like fighting in Spanish. So, listen, I grew up in a house full of women. I've been yelled at in many languages, okay? But especially in Spanish. So it really was, it reminded me of home.
Well, if I have to blame, or like if I have to say bad words, they come way more easy in my own language. Not the same to say te quiero, which is something that you've learned since you were a kid and you used to say to your mommy, and like, or that to say I love you, which is something that I've learned when I was 21 or 22, you know? Like, I mean, I can pretend that I feel it, but I'm never gonna feel it as much as I do when I'm saying it in Spanish.
Obviously, we're in a very interesting political climate right now, and there's a lot being talked about. And Narcos is a show that talks a lot about drug trafficking. Mm. Do you see any sort of responsibility of the show in terms of the fine line between making drug trafficking synonymous with Latin America?
This is a historical show. You know, we're portraying these people, these things that actually happened in the 90s. And I think who doesn't learn from his history tends to repeat it. And I think and also, yes, they are in the drug business, but it's a much more human story, you know? And I believe this season in particular deals with so many nuances in between family and between character.
I actually, with a show like Narcos, am really grateful for the opportunity that its creators and that Netflix kind of gave me to force so much ambiguity into the tone of the character. I'm not going to prescribe to that any particular sort of like specific morality around that.
Do you think representation matters? What does that mean to you?
Representation definitely matters. Not to plug my own stuff, but like I did a web series for Comedy Central called Alternatino, and now we're shooting the TV pilot for it. So hopefully we'll get picked up, and I'm trying to counteract the sort of the negative political narrative that surrounds us through comedy. I find comedy to be a very disarming tool. I find comedy to be very uniting in its essence, that we can sort of find middle ground through ridiculous situations. Everybody knows what it's like to, like, I don't know, be afraid of cursing in front of your mother. And I mean, Latinos more than any of us, because the chancla, the power of the chancla is ever present. I call it Latino PTSD. When you see a chancleta, you're like, ay, 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 ay. But yeah, it's incredibly important. And I would encourage also a young artist to take it into their own hands as well. If you don't like what's the narrative that's out there about you, then write it up and shoot it and make it something different. It's so easy to shoot. It's so easy to shoot something now. It doesn't cost thousands of dollars. So, and you're right. I'm also trying to make my show about just like a guy who happens to be Latin, you know, not like he's not successful in spite of it or despite the struggle of being Latin. He's just a dude. It just happens, yeah, he's Latino, but like lives everything else like everybody else does.
We deserve to see the world that we're living in, and I don't know, to experience empowerment by the world that's reflected back to us.
Latino USA producers Fernanda Chavarri and Antonia Cerejido speaking with Narcos stars Pedro Pascal, Arturo Castro, and Miguel Ángel Silvestre.